At Denver International Airport, one of the busiest in the country and one of the first to see passengers come back after COVID-19, the biometrics company Dayon has launched VeriFly. The app allows passengers to make a reservation to access a dedicated TSA screening lane in a limited capacity train car. Tom Grissen is CEO.
Think of it as like OpenTable, where you book a reservation at a restaurant so you don't have to wait in line. When they arrive at the airport, their app is scanned and electronic gates open. They don't have to touch anything. They have this dedicated lane that takes them to the security checkpoint, the TSA.
It also takes their temperature and then directs them to a dedicated train car with a limited number of passengers to get them to their gate.
We also are working with universities to help create safer campuses using the same technology that was designed around Denver. So we operate around the world, and we think that in the long term, this will be a good thing for us and our reputation as a company, too.
Grissen is also having conversations with other airports. At the Cincinnati Northern Kentucky International Airport, a Boston company, Piaggio Fast Forward, is more than halfway through a pilot program to test the Jita robot. Jita means short trip in Italian. Once it's paired with a passenger, the traveler puts his or her airline-approved carry-on in it, and the two-wheeled robot follows that person to the screening line. CVG Chief Innovation Officer Brian Cobb demonstrates one.
So it has proximity sensors on it and cameras to see how close you are. So it won't bump into you. And absolutely, if someone were to cross paths with you and step between you and Jita, it would also see that and stop until it actually sees you again and picks you up from that signal.
Jita wasn't designed for a pandemic, but since COVID, Piaggio CEO Greg Lynn says there's been a lot of interest.
The thing that's nice about it from a hygiene perspective is it was meant to make your hands free, so you don't have to be pushing something or carrying something, and that hands-free aspect has raised all kinds of possibilities, especially bringing food from the restaurants and bars to the gates and things like that, as well as goods and duty-free and all that kind of stuff that needs to get moved to gates. It's a great way to do that.
CVG is the only airport where Jita is being tested, but it's being used for local food delivery and curbside pickup for retail elsewhere.
So we started off thinking about American cities and how a preference is being put on walkability, and we try to unlock that walkability with our robots. Since COVID, we've had a lot of kind of inbound interest in our products because you don't actually touch them one time to pair with them and unpair. But other than that, they're very contactless.
Meanwhile, at CVG, Brian Cobb says the airport is an evolving business and must respond to needs of passengers.
I would say this is not a short-lived issue. Never in my entire 30-year career did I think we would see a pandemic. We certainly were aware of the concern, but here we are. So if it can happen once, it can happen again. What is it that we'll take away from this experience that will really drive forward on behalf of safety and reliability for the airports, but of course the aviation network in total?
When thinking about these types of technologies, Cobb says it's not necessarily what the product is today, but what it can be tomorrow. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.